six is, what does it say? No,
it's just.
Call these Sixth Osage Nation Congress back to order. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize for the confusion. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1991 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 1991, an act to provide an appropriation for base pay and special adjustments for fiscal year 2020.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1991 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. I believe we are on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I would like to read ONCA 1981, an act to appropriate $500,000 to the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, ma'am. ONCA 1981 will advance to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Next item, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First is ONCA 1968, an act to authorize and appropriate $210,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for equipment purchase and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1968 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next is ONCA 1974, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $2,162,450 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have one amendment on page 3, lines 100 through 127. Strike lines 100 through 127, budget insert, and replace the attached budget, and replace with the attached budget insert, and adjust totals and title accordingly.
Second.
Okay, ONCA 1974 will move to day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next is ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,756,099 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Page 3, lines 100 through 130, strike lines 100 through 130, budget insert, and replace with the attached budget insert, and adjust totals and title accordingly.
Second.
Motion and a second. ONCA 1976 will advance to day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next is ONCA 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 25, strike using and insert containing. Page 1, line 32, strike database and insert data.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Amendment number 2, page 1, line 43 through 44, strike lines 43 and 44.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Sorry. Amendment number 3, page 1, lines 58 and 59, strike lines 58 and 59.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Amendment number four, page two, line 76, strike or personal service.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Page five, number five, page two, line 86, after before, I'm sorry, before include, insert shall, and after include, insert as appropriate.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Amendment number six, page three, line 106, after jurors strike using the struck jury system.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Number seven, page three, line 118, strike tried and.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Amendment number eight, page four, line 145, strike of $50 and insert set forth in the court's fee schedule.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Number nine, page four, line 157, strike in the discretion of the court.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Number 10, page four, lines 163 to 263, strike lines 153 to 263.
Second.
Motion and a second. ONCA 1979 will advance to day three on tomorrow's agenda. Next, ONCA 1987, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1987 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next, ONCA 1988, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1988 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Congresswoman Pratt.
On ONCA 1979, there are nine amendments. 10 amendments.
10.
So I'm just kind of wondering, the sponsor would be okay, and I'm just wondering if possibly it could be committed back to committee with that many amendments and somewhat of the complexity of that discussion. I think it would be kind of difficult for everyone to follow along on General Order Day 3. So I would like, if I may, move to have ONCA 1979 referred back to the Government Operations Committee.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'm going to vote yes for this because I think this went to GovOps, and I'm on that committee. We've discussed it at length, but I'm in agreement with this with 10 amendments. I have no idea what it is all doing. I think we need to be on the same page, and I would be inclined to vote no for all the amendments because I don't know what they're all doing, so I'd rather send it back to committee.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Edwards, do you have your hand up?
Well, I was just going to say that their cleanup, for the most part, is pretty self-explanatory, but if they would like to have more time to consider it, then I guess that's fine. If there's room on an agenda and it doesn't cause it not to be passed out this session.
Any further discussion? Congressman Walker.
Yeah, I'm going to have to vote yes for this, too. Most of it was cleanup. There was one that struck, like, 80 lines. So I kind of thought that was worthy of committee discussion, perhaps. I don't know. I haven't looked at the amendments.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Goodfox.
And since you are the sponsor of those amendments, if you could be at the committee meeting to discuss, that would be helpful.
Any further discussion? There's a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1979, we'll go back to Government Operations Committee. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1983, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $464,159 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Page 3, lines 100 through 125, strike lines 100 through 125, budget insert and replace with the attached budget insert, and adjust totals and title accordingly.
Second.
ONCA 1983 will advance to third reading on tomorrow, day 3, excuse me, on tomorrow's agenda. Okay, brings us to item number 8, General Order Day 3. Do you have this amendment? ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants to establish an alternate effective date. There is an amendment. The amendment was presented by Congressman Potts. Page 9, strike section 8, matching grants appropriation, renumber section 9. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a pretty simple amendment. An amendment was made in committee to insert Section 8 with an eye towards $25,000 being available at any time for the executive branch to apply for matching grants. Congressman Walker was notified during that, or just right after that committee meeting, that there's currently a balance in the matching grant fund and no need for an additional appropriation. So all this amendment does is pull that money back out.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Amendment passes. ONCA 1983 will advance, excuse me, 84 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. Next item on the agenda, third reading. ONCR 1918, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1, 2020. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I support this resolution. My question to the sponsor when she closes, if she could speak to the fact that I believe we file this every year and we up it every year, if she could speak to the fact that we could make this a five-year or even a permanent resolution. I just am curious why we, I believe, do this resolution every year, and there may be a reason. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other members of Congress wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I was going to waive my time, but I will answer the question. And I don't have the resolution in front of me because I wasn't prepared to speak. But since the request was made by the BIA, I think it's in the finding and purpose of the resolution. The principal chief, which was Chief Standing Bear at the time, I was speaker. He asked me if I'd get that resolution filed so that he could sign leases. He requested it be an annual resolution. I offered to make it a blanket for the continuation of his terms, but that's what was requested of me, so that's why I'm carrying it on in this fashion. Thank you.
Thank you. Question is, shall ONCR 1918 pass?
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 1918 will advance to enrollment. Next, ONCR 1921, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2020. The sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Good Fox, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm going to vote for the resolution with a couple of reservations. One, that there's some uncertainty as to whether there will be a renegotiation of a gaming compact, which could impact operations of the gaming operation in the coming year. So, a concern. Secondly, there is an amount held back for payment of debt that is not required by our loan, could go towards dividend to the nation. And I am a proponent of this Congress debating that and understanding clearly that this Congress makes the decision as to what gaming revenues, what gaming dividend comes over to the nation. Right now, we're letting the gaming board propose it, and then through the gaming plan of operation, we either agree with that or don't agree with that. I haven't seen this Congress really vigorously debate that, and I think we should do that more because we're in another situation now where we're strained to meet our obligations over here on this side, and I think this body is the place where this should be decided, and I don't think we're giving it enough attention that we should. So, with that, I will be supporting the gaming plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other members wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. This is an important resolution. The gaming dollars that we receive fund the vast majority of program services and dollars sent out to our tribal people. We had this resolution on the very first day of session in committee meeting. Just want to thank the gaming board and the casino executive staff that came and showed up to our meetings. We had a couple of different meetings. Want to thank the committee for not just passing it out on the first day. We waited till after we heard a presentation from OIGA. a lot of good questions. We've seen this annual plan go from an enormous document down to something smaller. I think that having people in place that have gotten used to questions that are going to be asked by congressional members has helped that. And lastly, and most importantly, I want to thank the casino employees. The vast majority of our casinos are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And what that means is that there are employees working on Christmas morning. The nation gives holidays off. Our employees are able to see holidays off. Members of Congress, the executive staff, were able to see holidays off. So I want us to be thankful for our blessings, because the dollars that we're sending out and we're spending here are coming to us by individuals that are working Christmas Day. They're working every single holiday in a smoke-filled environment with sometimes unruly guests. So I want us to remember them, and I want us to be thankful for them, because without those employees, we wouldn't have the money that we have to spend on our government. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCR 1921 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 1921 will advance to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time, Congresswoman Pratt?
Unless anyone has spoken to Mr. Norris and has any reason that he wouldn't want to do tomorrow, I'd like to move to place Jim Norris confirmation to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Congressman Walker.
Yeah, I was going to consider that, or maybe have some discussion about that. I was wondering if anyone had reached out to him, and if not, I would prefer to reach out to him and see what day he would be available to attend next week. I don't see any problem with his confirmation. I just want to make sure that he has the opportunity to be here and doesn't have a conflict.
Any other discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Do we have a motion on the floor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. To confirm tomorrow. Wrong discussion then.
Okay, let's vote.
Any other discussion, Congresswoman Edwards?
So is he available tomorrow?
Speak into the microphones, please, sir.
I don't know. I don't know that we asked the other appointee either. We just get the business done. I mean, if y'all want to ask him if he wants to say something, then that's fine. Vote no.
So, Congressman
okay,
Walker.
I'll withdraw my motion.
I don't want to have a contentious vote.
I know. I withdraw.
If anybody had reached out, I always have, but
okay.
I don't.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay, thank you. And I probably would have voted yes. But.
Too late.
Okay.
Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No one, y'all better call in. I'm not sure that I need to make this in the form of the motion, but we had a lot of amendments on general order day two. I would like to request the speaker expedite those amendments, get emailed to us so we can look over them before we sit at the table.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would, please.
Is that a motion? Oh, that's just a
notice. It's just a request.
A request.
A nice request.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Got it. Any other motions and notices, Congressman Big Horse?
Government ops will meet from 1 to 4 today.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Stabler?
Congressional Affairs will meet at 12:30 today, 12:30 to 1.
Thank you, ma'am. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee meeting is currently in recess until 6 o'clock. We have the meeting until 6 o'clock. My hope is to go in at 11:05 and go right up until noon, take another recess for Congressional Affairs, and then go back in within maybe 15 minutes after Government Operations convenes or adjourns this afternoon. I don't know exactly those times, but that's the plan.
Thank you. I will ask, Congresswoman Stabler.
I've been asked to remind members of Congress that there will be a photo tomorrow immediately following session confirmed.
Thank you, ma'am. Real quick, and I've got, I think, four former speakers here. This morning, the Appropriations Committee, second speaker and I ran up and had a meeting with Chief and his staff. I don't know if it's proper for me to tell you here in the open or if I should wait to do it in Appropriations Committee, but there was some news that came off about correspondence received from them as far as budgets and modifications. I don't know if I should say that here, going to executive session, going to committee of the whole, so I'm just asking for some guidance. Just so I can tell you, with Assistant Chief was here as well, up to the meeting as well.
We have to go in the committee hall to hear from the speaker on the result of the meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor to go in the committee of a whole signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Real briefly, those of you that were here in attendance, and I'm trying to do this the best I can, there was, to me, we were kind of stuck in a position with an argument over documentation, how it came down previously in the last 10 years, and technology, as we all know, is changing things. Through Microy and how we used to do things, I know in the future things are going to change, and we need to be open to that. But it was getting a little bit heated, getting controversial, in my opinion. So second speaker and I ran up and had a meeting with Chief Standing Bear and his staff. Assistant Chief was there, and we agreed to, for the rest of this session, Congresswoman or State Second Speaker Staber follow along here, but we're going to go ahead and finish out this session the old way. But we're going to look for the future to write new laws and do things because technology is going to change. So now we don't have to get an opinion of the Attorney General. We don't have to do the things that are hampering us from moving forward in this session, and that's what I wanted to say. It was a good meeting, and Chief Standing Bear was very open to, okay, we'll do it the old way, stamp it in, and disseminate it. So that's pretty much, I think, Assistant Chief, what we came up with. Second Speaker Stabler, if there's anything else you wanted to add, but that's what we did. And I want to thank everyone for their cooperation, and I think we can now move forward.
Move to come out of committee of a whole.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.